Last name is Sims, S-I-M-S. First name is B-E-R-N-E-R-D. Their visit is June 27, 2024. And if a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, the first episode was in 1988 in February. First up, at that time, patient was in Japan. First up, a patient was coming back from a club. He had a conversation with another gentleman. First up, however, when they got back to the barracks, that gentleman became very upset at him. First up, he was upset at what he said. The other person was 6'2" tall and 275 pounds. The patient was attacked by him. First of all, the patient was hit many times in the head. The first of all, the patient tells me that he had the immediate loss of consciousness. First of all, when he woke up, he got punched again in the head, and he lost consciousness again. First of all, he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First of all, when he woke up, the patient has a headache, confusion. First of all, the patient also losing on his face. First of all, next paragraph, the second episode was in February of 1990. First of all, the patient was in Mountain View, California. First of all, a patient was driving. First of all, a patient believed that he was drunk. A patient was drinking prior to the driving. First of all, a patient got into an accident. First of, he passed out. First of, he got a motor vehicle accident. First of, his car hit the guardrails. It lasted for 2 miles. First of, a patient also loss of consciousness. Next paragraph. Since the event, a patient has significant poor memory. First of, his memory is poor. First of, he has frequent headaches. The first up, a patient tells me that he gets stressed out very easily. First up, he cries a lot. First up, he's on medications for insomnia. First up, he's not able to sleep at night. First up, next paragraph. A patient is currently not working. First up, he tells me that he's been disabled from his illnesses. First up, and next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient does not have traumatic brain injury. First up, his symptoms of cry easily, stressed out very easily, poor memory, I believe that these symptoms are due to his PTSD and depression. First up, a patient also has insomnia symptoms. So first up, that is also likely symptoms from the PTSD and depression. First up, it is my opinion that the two incidents is in 1988 in Japan, also in 1990 in Mountain View, California, these incidents were not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. During the examination, today he was crying. I believe that these are the symptoms from PTSD and depression. First up, this mark. First up, I do not think the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks at the end of the patient.